The woman that lives there was the one brought these flower seeds in here yesterday afternoon. Oh, yeah, the children. They live in the house where this woman lives.
I see. Where was that? Was that that school you went to? Was that?
We called Bethel up there where you turned to go to Bruce's.
Yeah.
It was over on across the branch, across the road over there.
Uh-huh.
And then she taught there, and then, as I said, we were on the corner. And when Bethel would be crowded too much, they'd make all we kids down here go up here to Eureka, a mile up that way, and she taught up there.
I see.
And whichever place taught, we went.
Now, Eureka was...
About a mile up this road.
Uh-huh. Did you teach there? Is that?
No, that was done way before I started teaching.
When did that town?
That little Eureka.
Eureka. When did that kind of close up?
Oh, I guess that was back about 1920. Was the last, I guess, the school was there.
Because it's still on some maps.
Yes, it is.
I saw that.
Well, the big oak tree. That was there when I went to school 70 years ago.
Uh-huh.
It's still there.
Uh-huh.
Big old spreading oak.
Uh-huh.
And we used to play baseball. I played baseball with the boys.
Oh, is that right?
I'd rather play that than in the playhouse with the girls.
Uh-huh.
And I guess what got me onto that, nearly every woman around here dipped snuff.
Uh-huh.
My mother didn't dip snuff. Uh-huh. She thought it was awful for a woman to have a toothbrush and that stuff around her mouth.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, I was not supposed to. It does and things like that. And all the other girls' mothers dip, so they'd bring steal snuff out and bring it to school, to the playhouse. And after dinner, everybody got a toothbrush and dipped snuff.
Uh-huh.
But me, and I was sort of off balance.
How did they do that with the toothbrush? What did they do? Just put it on the toothbrush
and
then...
Oh, it wasn't a ball toothbrush, huh?
Uh-huh.
It was a stick.
I see.
About as long as your finger, about as big around as your little finger, they get birch... A willow, something that you could chew and get salt.
Yeah.
Make a little swab. Chew up a swab on the end. And then you wallow that round in the brown snuff and put in your mouth. I wasn't going to do that. And I was going to grow up to be a school teacher. And I thought you had to be a perfect somebody if you're a teacher. So I didn't indulge in any of these things, anything I thought was wrong. And one day they were going to whip me if I didn't bring some snuff. Well, I didn't have any to bring that. And I wasn't going to indulge anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So they got ready to eat dinner, and I flew in and whipped a whole bunch. I pulled hair, I scratched, I tore dresses, and I started back schoolhouse then. And this was our playhouse was in fence corners. We talked about the rail fence yesterday, had corners. Every fence corner had a playhouse. We took all the old broken dishes and our dolls. And doll clothes and things like that. Then we went out in the woods and got moss and made beds and sofas. And we built fireplaces out of rock and things like that. And I started to go to the house and they all began hollering then trying to get me back. Thought I was going to tell the teacher. And on my dipping. But she would have left them. So they offered me dolls and everything. I said, no, I'm not going to play in the playhouse anymore. I didn't go tell the teacher. But I went around toward this oak tree, and Ed Hawkins, this woman's brother, hollered, come here, Mary, and knock us a home run. He handed me the bat, and I knocked a home run.
Is that right?
Oh, boy. And from that, I played baseball with the boys. And after a while, the girls came, they'd peep around the building to see if the teacher was coming out together. And every time they wanted to see me, she'd motion me to come to them. And I said, no, I'm not playing playhouse anymore. So I played baseball with the boys from then on.
I see.
And this snuff business, of course, the teacher finally found out about it, but I didn't tell her. And I don't know whether she ever found out about me whipping or not. I heard her ask one of the girls what scratched her face. And I don't think she told, I don't know what she told her, but she didn't tell her I did it because... She was afraid the teacher had whipped her up. And later, I went to the hospital to visit that poor woman that I had scratched her.